This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The U.S. military conducting a new airstrike on an alleged drug cartel boat, this time off Central America, the first such strike in the Pacific. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth confirming the two people on board were killed in the attack, adding, quote, "These cartels are waging war on our border and our people. There will be no refuge or forgiveness." The Trump administration has enacted sanctions on Russian oil. President Trump says he hopes the sanctions will hasten the... ABC News, I'm Dave Packard.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePage.
We welcome you to the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, as the Badgers get ready for the flight out to Eugene, Oregon, on a Saturday night matchup, Saturday night Central Time, 6 o'clock. Our coverage will start at 4 as the Badgers take on the Oregon Ducks as this grueling schedule continues. Badgers coming off the game against Ohio State last week, and the score was the score, but Luke, we're watching
North Carolina lawmakers are set to approve new congressional maps favoring Republicans heading into the 2026 midterm elections. North Carolina's current maps are already under legal challenges after two Democratic-leaning districts were eliminated before the 2024 race. ABC's Avery Harper reports.
It's important to remember here that the state of North Carolina, their congressional delegation is already overwhelmingly Republican. 10 Republicans hold seats versus only 4 Democrats in that state.
And
this is something that we're seeing protesters speak about in that state.
Like you said, when you're looking for
these states only blackmail a member of Congress. And so we'll have to see what happens there. It's also important to remember that the governor, the Democratic governor in that state, cannot
or not noticed as much based on, unfortunately, maybe the outcomes of things. But there was a guy that no matter what the situation was, got early in the first quarter, maybe, or mid-first quarter, was taken in, and obviously arm was not in good shape, and came out with a club and finished the first half. Went back into halftime, made the club bigger, came out, and I think played
Governor
almost
Tony
every
Evers
play in the second half as well.
Federal government almost shutdown, one-handed. Wisconsin's food share program,
that's the kind of guys that you really, when you see, even in a tough time, when you see how much it means to them, not just to play the game, but to play with their brothers, and to be out there to make a difference, it's impressive. Some younger guys continue to play. Again, we've mentioned them before, worth mentioning again, guys like Cooper Catalano and Mason Posa. It kind of gets lost, I think, sometimes where everybody's frustrated, but Mason Posa gives a little football 101 because he was repping at one spot, right? And then played another.
He
was last week playing a little bit more the outside linebacker, the star position, and some of the base stuff. And then when Christian went down, or at least was down for a little bit, he had to go in and play the one linebacker, which wasn't the spot he had repped much that week.
And so to
just go in there in the midst of in the middle of the game, obviously against a pretty darn good opponent,
funding levels
and to be able to fill in and not, panic, not bat an eye, play the game, make some plays, it's impressive to see a young guy like that when the lights come on, can play the game.
Attorney General Josh Paul filed an appeal challenging Judge Michael Kemp's report. I guess it's what you do when you're that good, though, because that line, the quarterback, the receivers, and the running backs aren't too bad.
Obviously, for what maybe what they had last year, I think we just kind of look at it to
humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches,
there was two guys that were, if not first round, early second round picks, to have two of those in your back. But that's going to be hard to replace.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When You've got as much skill as you do in the other positions. So,
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again. Find all of Dan's work in the recombobulation area.
And like you saw there at the end of the game when he went in, I mean, he didn't hesitate at all. I mean, he was, no matter what the situation, no matter what the score was, that was his first real live action. And it was impressive to see the way at which he went about it. I didn't say it was perfect, but the physicality that he played with and the energy he played with.
Well, I give a shout out to Jake Renfro, too, because he's been battling stuff for a while. And to be able to get out there in consecutive weeks, I mean, it's, you know, baby steps here. I mean, he's had, again, some miserable injury luck in his career, but, you know, to keep doing what he needs to do to get himself ready and to give you what he can at this stage of his career?
Maybe no, it is. I mean, it's, you get frustrated as a coach. I'm sure you get frustrated as a player. I mean, you want nothing more than to be able to play your best, and you know, whether that's healthy, whether that's free. And he's had to battle, and he's had to battle through a lot of things. And even, you know, having the ability to play the last couple of weeks, he hasn't had the ability to practice much. And that's hard. And that's at that position in particular of, you know, kind of controlling a lot of different things. So there's a lot of things, not just his injuries he's had to be able to overcome, but also his ability to kind of do it on a consistent basis in practice is something he's had to overcome as well.
I can see just listening to him talk, you know, there's the obvious, his skill set, but I can see where he's the kind of guy that you would recruit because he gets it. You know, I just say he's the kind of guy who will face the media, take the questions that aren't, you know, necessarily slow pitch softball. Pretty smart dude, isn't he?
He is. I mean, and he's been through it, and he obviously is come from a football background. You know, another one of those Chicago Catholic school grow up playing a lot of football, and dad played in the Big Ten, so he understands. He knows. He actually was with us at Cincinnati. So if there's anybody that knows, you know, me and who we are, and a lot of our coaches from Coach Brady and those guys, and what it means to us and what we put into it as well, he's a great representation. No matter what.
We've talked a lot going back to the spring and summer about how you guys wanted to beef up the defensive front, get more size, get more depth. And I know a guy that you mentioned you as coaches in the spring and in fall camp was Brandon Lane, somebody ready to make a jump from year one to year two. I talked to him this week, and I asked him about just the path to getting to Wisconsin. And he's one of those guys that he says, I want to test myself against the very best. And you were asked a ton of times about this schedule, and you laid it out in front of the guy, some of the newcomers. Here it is. Do you want it? Brandon was already here, but maybe you got that impression from him a couple of years ago that he wanted to see what he could do against the very best in college ball.
It is. And there, he's a great example of what even an older guy can do in development, and put in an environment where there's an expectation, not just playing and winning, but in the expectation of things you do every day. And where he was last year compared to where he is this year and where he was even through the spring and the fall camp is a far cry different for an older guy. And I give him a lot of credit for understanding, recognizing, embracing the things that we do, the way in which we do them, and then all of a sudden recognizing, maybe not as a whole, sometimes it's hard to say how the, you know, you've grown, or you can see the, you know, the benefits to what you've done, but his play has definitely shown that.
As difficult as the season has been here so far, are you getting what you would look to get out of the interior? You guys, like, you got JVR Suggs in, Ben Barton continues to develop. You getting that depth that you were thinking that you would have there?
We are. And if there's one spot that, you know, that has held kind of true and been able to, you know, play with a rotation and hopefully not overtax guys because of the depth of those guys and the way that they've played is interiorly. And obviously it starts with Ben Barton and Suggs and really Brandon Lane, and Parker Pearson are guys that have all really kind of stepped up and kind of been you know, the core to what's going on defensively.
All right, we will take a break. The Badgers taking on the Oregon Ducks on Saturday out at Autzen Stadium in Eugene. The Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. More of the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Roads coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryan dealer at Bryan.com. That's Bryan.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If you are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. So listen close. You put up with a lot, but you always hold it down for your people. You are strong. You are fearless. You are the baddest on the block. You are an elbow grease factory, a force of nature. You are not to be reckoned with. You are a ride or die, a powerhouse of productivity. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. You've earned every last drop of this rich golden lager, so raise it up high. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey Badger fans, it's college football season and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go Badgers! SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Medicine and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans. Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
The Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Sometimes a highlight play comes from someone you might not expect it to come from. And the other day against Ohio State, it was Sean West, a young man out of Mequon Homestead, a punter with, I think, as we all saw, a very strong leg. But I guess he can run a little bit, too. A high snap that he handled well. And it was, I think we said on the air, that's one of the great, oh, what the heck. He admitted he didn't realize it was 4th and 19. Thought it was a little shorter. He was walking us through it. Walk us through what you were thinking as that was unfolding.
Well, as he started to take off, I remembered that it was 4th and 19. And I was hoping that he was just going to pull it down a little bit and then punt it as he got closer to the line of scrimmage. But nonetheless, he made a decision, and he executed. Let's just go with that, because I asked him, you know, a few minutes afterwards, as things had settled down and we were continuing to, you know, move on with the game, I went over to him and said, you did know that that was 4th and 19. And he just kind of chuckled and looked at me, and he said, I got it, didn't I? And so it showed definitely some confidence in what it is he was doing. And, you know, we've known Sean had a really strong leg, and I don't know that we knew he had quite the, you know, the confidence that he showed in his ability the first time to go out there and not only run that ball like that, but to kick the way he did. Now you realize why he was an all-state wide receiver, I think, in high school.
Yeah, he seems like he has a confidence in his game, and he is an athlete and someone who in high school handled field goals as well. So as his career moves forward. Then the one thing that I couldn't help but notice when I had a chance to talk to him, really for the first time, to be honest, is that this is living a dream. And I've seen that a lot through the years here. Mason Posa, the same thing, who's from New Mexico. Being here is living a dream. And I know, Luke, you've talked about that for more than a little while, about wanting to continue to build the roster as best as you can. And I'm sure every coach in America is saying that about his own team. But here you want to get people where the W means a lot, right? That's something you'd love to do.
So twofold, you got to have guys when they walk in the door and know what it's all about and what it means and what rivalries are like. And that's where it starts. And then the guys like a Mason Posa that aren't from here and maybe didn't grow up and even in the Big Ten country, that once they get here, they recognize how powerful and how strong it is, and then they have the same feeling. But it's got to start with guys from within as much as anything. And so Sean West is a guy that, like I said, is obviously lived it and wanted to be a part of this as a walk-on guy that now has gotten his opportunity and, you know, is going to continue to get those opportunities. A guy like Matt Young, who, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, there's a guy that has tears in his eyes every time he takes the field here. And it shows you some of those things, no matter what the situation is, that those are the guys that still help us to battle through some of these tougher times. And we can't find enough of those guys. The more that we can find like those guys that, you know, that when they do get here, whether they have to earn it, they have to work for it, they have to develop for it, that have the opportunity to help us on the field. That's where the core and the crux of this thing has got to continue to grow.
I would imagine those are the kind of things that you are specifically looking at in the course of a game live, looking back at game film, practice, just how these guys go about it and the eagerness with which they go about practice, meetings, weight room, doing it for the University of Wisconsin.
It is. And you know, we don't lose sight of that no matter what the situation. And that's what we keep talking about, these guys, that we all have things to play for, whether it's individual things. But the most important thing that we all understand is when we play as one, we're here to still represent, you know, what has happened before us and what will happen after us. And that's representing the W and taking pride in that no matter what the situation. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you forget about that in the midst of, you know, the times that you're rolling through. But like I tell them, these are the things that you remember no matter what. You don't always remember what the record was at the end of the year, you know, 15, 20 years from now, but you'll never forget, you know, how important those guys were around you and what it is that you represented.
And how fans embrace, you know, guys like that and people. And that's something you and I have talked about, too, is you're going to fight like crazy throughout the rest of this season. And then moving forward, you know, being out and, you know, talking to groups, which we've done, or you've done a couple times. I've been there with you. That's something that you want to moving forward.
We have to. I mean, it's harder when you can't, for me in particular, get out and recruit as much. They've taken away all those opportunities in the spring, almost taken away most of those opportunities in January just because of the short window and then the transfers that you got to be on campus. So you don't even get the opportunities to be out. So I've got to do a better job. We've got to do a better job at deliberately taking some of those times so that people do understand who we are. And you know, you don't just see what how guys react to respond on Saturdays, but you actually get to know them a little bit deeper, a little bit better. And in the long run, that will help us as we battle through tough times, but it will also help us as we, you know, have to go to some of these areas. And there are, you know, recruits that are showing up, and those are people that are developmental that you don't know as much about, but those people that have met you out and around, they can give you greater insight on who those guys are and what they are. And I think all in all, those are things that I have to, and we have to continue to do a better job making sure we're growing the things that we have.
All right, well said. Let's swing back now to this week's opponent. Let's go back to last year, Luke. You guys gave yourself a chance in a game against an Oregon team that went on to win the Big Ten championship and obviously got into the college football playoff. What were the ingredients in that game to give you guys a chance as it was getting deep into the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I think defensively we did a really good job in eliminating big plays, you know, and I think it starts there with them in particular with their offense. And then actually we did a decent job at moving the ball and at least creating some balance in the things that we were doing to put them into positions where, hey, we could use the crowd, we could use the environment, we could use all the things that we needed to use to win a football game, or at least in that case, you know, to be in a really competitive football game and you know, make it what it was.
We mentioned this with Ohio State maybe being better than a year ago. Is this Oregon team, do you see it being every bit as good as, at least every bit as good as last year?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think all these teams, it's surprisingly enough to say that they are better. And I believe so. I think the quarterback is playing at a really, really, really high level. And I think talent-wise, they've done a better job in a lot of areas, and particularly the offensive line that is uniquely they've done a great job at upgrading and are really strong there.
You haven't been to that stadium before, have you?
I have not.
Loud. I guess it's a Grateful Dead thing, so they're doing the tie-dye thing. I don't know if you're a Grateful Dead fan, but apparently you're going to see a lot of, I don't know how much you're going to see, but it's going to be out there. You're not a deadhead.
No, I'm not. I know. I don't know a ton about it, but I'm glad I know that now. At least I'll be prepared.
It's important to get all the tough questions here on this show, but this is specifically, and we'll talk more about it on the pregame show too. It's another week against a team with a really good quarterback. And we've mentioned this before. This conference is, you know, the best of the best is really good to begin with, but the quarterback play, you know, Dante Moore is just, he's the latest one, right?
Yeah, no, it's been pretty obvious. And even as you go back even to the Alabama game, like there's some really, really good quarterbacks that we've seen this year. And I've been impressed. I don't love to say I'm impressed with the quarterbacks, but just the maturity and the beyond a lot of their years, because some of them are young. I mean, Dante's a redshirt sophomore, and you know, the same kid was a redshirt sophomore, I think. So some younger guys that you can tell are very, very well prepared.
All right, we will take a break. Fans, support your team with unforgettable prizes. It gets stories only Badger Connect members see. Join today at BadgerConnect.com. Coming up, we'll hear from the punter, Sean West, Brandon Lane. We'll check in with Mark Tauscher, too, about the Rose Bowl Champions reunion weekend last weekend. But we'll talk punting and fake punts with Sean West coming up in a couple of minutes as the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com. Or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, joined by a newer face to the lineup on Saturday against Ohio State. But if you follow high school football in Wisconsin, you know the name, Sean West, Mequon Homestead, hitting some rockets there on Saturday. So take us through the week. What was it like? When did you know that you were going to likely be out there getting the call to punt on Saturday?
First found out on Wednesday after my workout. Got pretty nervous. couldn't really sleep Wednesday night and some of the nights after that. Just looking forward to it all week. And practice was a little bit different, running with the ones. It was a great opportunity. I'm just thankful that my coaches gave me that opportunity.
So you got that first one out of the way and got a really good bounce on it. Yeah. Was it like, okay, you could exhale, and then you were obviously unloading some bombs after that?
Yeah. First one I was pretty nervous for. I think I was physically shaken for that one. and then after that, it just felt like second nature. Just felt like practice and kind of realized I've been doing this my whole life and felt a lot more relaxed.
You mentioned in the bio, just looking up some stuff on you, that your favorite, one of your favorite guys is Taylor Melhoff, and yeah, he's one of my favorite guys through the year too. But he does he works with kickers and all of that. What kind of things do you pick up just getting to know him and hearing what he has to say?
I'd say through working with him, one thing that I admire most about him is his work ethic. He'd always teach me just every time while you're at practice, you could be working on something, working on your drop. Just working on your steps, anything you can do that doesn't involve actually kicking the ball. So working with him is a lot of mentality, also physical, working on my form, but I really admire his mental.
The dude is an athlete and a half, too. Like charity softball games, he's hitting home runs, like they clear the ballpark as a golfer. I mean, he's... And you're an athlete, too. You're a quarterback. You played some wide receiver. I'll get to that in a minute, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the longest run of the day. Apparently, that wasn't called. It was there, and walk us through it.
Yeah, it was not a called play, but kind of caught the snap, looked up to see how much time I had to hit it. Saw that they were bailing and pretty much everyone's back was turned, so I kind of just nudged a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage, realized I could probably run it, and then at that point I just blacked out. Kind of my athletics kicked in and I just took off running. Did not know it was 4th and 19. Coach Fick wasn't too happy with me about that one, but yeah, I just tried to make a couple guys miss and got the first down, thank God.
I worked with a former Badger and Packer, Mark Tauscher. He was going crazy. We had two former Badgers, Rose Bowl chance, Matt Davenport, who was a really good kicker, Brooks Bollinger, one of the great quarterbacks. Out of the corner of my eyes, I see those guys fist pumping. You impressed a lot of people who've won some hardware here. So in the moment, you're not obviously not thinking about that, but in retrospect, you've had to look at that more than a few times, right? You got to break a couple tackles to get the first down.
Yeah. after it happened, I did watch it a couple times, trying to stay off my phone, trying not to get caught up in everything. Still have a whole half season. Just trying to stay locked in, but yeah, that was a cool one to watch. And I mean, always dreaming of stuff like that as a kid, especially coming here and as a punter. Like, you tell people, yeah, I was an athlete, and to be able to finally prove that to people, it's a nice feeling.
Well, you kicked too, right? And your field goal conversion percentage was very high, and you hit some long ones. So I don't know, do you mess with that much here, or is it strictly the punting work that you do?
I'd say mainly last year I was punter because of numbers. I think last year we had two punters going into fall camp and like four kickers or something, so I kind of naturally punted more. I've been working on that a bunch. I've been hitting scout kickoff. Haven't quite worked into field goals yet. I had a couple in the spring, but I mean, we have two really good senior kickers, so maybe next year we'll see. My goal obviously in the future is to start at all three, kickoff, punting, and field goals, but we'll see. What time takes us.
You mentioned Nathaniel Vakos, Gavin Lam. Obviously, he's proven that he's really good at this level. Let's go back to high school. First, that's a storied program here. Homestead, right? Yeah. Mequon Homestead. Tell us about that program and why it is considered one of the most respected here in the state.
I mean, I'd say because they win. Drake Zorman, head coach, great guy. I still talk to him a lot. Just known for winning there. The way they run things, very respectful, good program. And it means a lot to me being from there.
And you play some quarterback and receiver. What more of which position?
Well, my whole life I was a quarterback since fifth grade, and then never started in high school. I got beat out my senior year, which I think there are some other reasons they didn't want me to get hurt, whatever, just for my ego. And then I just remember going up to my coach. I remember the meeting. I told him, I know I'm a good athlete and I want to be out there and help the team. And I asked if I could try receiver for the first time. Next practice, I went out there, ended up beating some guys out at receiver, and then played from there. So that was really memorable. That was fun.
I would imagine that you mentioned last week was memorable. How many family and friends were there? And how, you know, just obviously the result of the game wasn't what anybody wanted, but for you, that's a moment, that's a day you'll remember your whole life.
Right? Yeah, that was really memorable. I know, especially against Ohio State, like I said, that's stuff you dream of. I mean, both my parents were there, my sisters and my brother. Brother's girlfriend, like, we brought the whole house. So yeah, that was really memorable. I saved my towel from the game. I'll probably save the cleats when I retire those. So
what happens with these road games? This is a long one coming up. Are you going to be able to come out if you know, Oregon, or at least Indiana, Minnesota? How does that work? They're going to be there now, aren't they? Family and friends? Yeah.
I don't know if they're going.
TBD?
Yeah. That is TBD. Yeah. We'll see now that some things have changed. Beginning of the season, they said, no way we're going to Oregon. But I don't know. I doubt that they will. It's all right, though. I know they'll be watching.
And that is Badgers redshirt freshman punter Sean West out of Mequon, Wisconsin. In an otherwise tough day and what has been a very difficult season, he did provide that bright spot, converting on 4th and 19, pulling down a high snap on a punt, and deciding, what the heck, let's just go for it. He did, and he converted. And oh, by the way, in his six punts, he averaged better than 56 yards per. Mentioned in the interview, we had Brooks Bollinger and Matt Davenport in the booth with us, all a part of the Rose Bowl Champions Reunion Weekend. We'll talk about that with a champion of our own, my broadcast partner, Mark Tauscher. We'll recap the weekend with his boys here in town for the game last week against Ohio State. More coming up as the Luke Fickell Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryan dealer at Bryan.com. That's Bryan.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show. It's the Badgers at Oregon on Saturday, 6 o'clock kickoff Central Time. Our coverage will start at 4. This past weekend was special as the Rose Bowl champion teams of the 1990s, the 93 season, 98 to 99, were all recognized. I know we had some fun in the broadcast booth. Brooks Bollinger, Matt Davenport joined us, and Mark Tauscher joins us now. I mean, that... It was fun for me. I said this during the game, Tausch. It was fun for me to see guys. And then there were times I would just step back and watch all you guys. And it just seemed like whatever the stories were going on in 1999, you picked up where you left off last night. But I'll ask you, what was the weekend like for you?
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. And, you know, everybody's lives obviously have went different ways since. But we always have this bond. And it's great when you have a bond around winning. And you have those... You know, when Brooks and Matt were in the booth talking about those tough times, and when you come through those tough times and you have great success like we did, it is a bond that just lasts forever. And we saw that with, it was just great to see all the old coaches and all the old, you know, all your old teammates and then guys from before that you looked up to in that 93 team, to have everybody back. And I have to give the athletic department a big kudos because it was an awesome event. And then that tailgate that we did before the game, I didn't get to partake in the libations as much.
What a shame.
Yeah, I probably should have. But it was just a lot of fun. And to be able to recapture and to hear how everybody's doing and with their kids, and, you know, to see John Sigmund and John Favre and Chris Cadorzi, and just Shaq, for you just see all these guys that came back, and it was awesome to hear because everybody was impacted by this place. And when you have a Rose Bowl championship with it, it just makes it all special.
I know the word brotherhood gets thrown around a lot, but in this case, it's not thrown around. It's real with you guys. The embrace, the warm embraces you had for each other, and guys are going up to Barry and all the coaches, even Jim Huber. It was really important for him to be there. He had some work on his back several weeks ago, but I think some of these coaches have said, "Oh boy." My players are reminding me of what I used to say during practices. But now it's like your peers again, right? And your friends for life.
It is. And that's the fun of it, right? Because they're, you know, I think everybody goes through life and you're in different phases. And at that point, coaches, you don't realize probably the impact that you have until it's nice as players to be able to come back and make sure that I think they always know. But I think it's always nice to let people know how important they are and how important they've been to your development. So that's the beauty of it. I mean, there's always going to be funny stories and there's always going to be stuff that gets made up and how much of it is actually true. But that's the beauty of it. And to have those shared experiences that we all went through together. And, you know, I know health wise, everybody's in different places, but the beautiful part of it is people maybe memories. Oh, I can't remember this, but the idea of remembering what play we called it in Columbus, Ohio, and what this coach said about, my favorite. I was great to be able to see. I hadn't seen Brad Childress in forever. And we quote him amongst our group so much. And I just wanted to let him know. And then his brother chimes in on more quotable things. So that was the fun of the whole weekend. And that was what made it so special.
I love some of the stories that Dav and Brooks were sharing, too. The one with Dav where the players were introducing themselves to new guys. Matt Davenport, defensive lineman. You've known him. You guys are very good friends over the years. That's on brand, is it, for him to say something like that?
It is, because I think he's obviously just an awesome dude. But I love that, and then the money story that he told, because that was real. Like, none of us really even knew Matt at that point. He was really just coming in, and to have that confidence. And then for, Coach Alvarez, coaches will say they don't like that stuff, but when you go and deliver, they love it. Because I'll promise you this, Barry and the special teams coaches, Jay Hayes, they all tell that story in all these banquets, because if you can back it up, and Matt obviously did, that's the special stuff. And you need to have a little mix of all kinds of different cats. It can't all be choir boys. Mm-hmm. And we, found that right mix. And that was that's part of why we were so successful.
Well, hearing you answer that, I think of Jamar, pretty good cornerback here. Yep. Jamar Fletcher, Jamar Israel now. He was very, very confident in the game against Michigan State, Plaxico Burress, and he was going to cover him up. But Barry's line, your mouth is writing a check, your fanny better be able to cash it. He did. So there was a part of Barry, it's like, yeah, you're good enough. You can say that, right?
And that was the thing where, Matt had mentioned Barry before our 97 season. We were really young. A lot of veterans walked out that door, and we all kind of knew. And being honest about things, but then also you have to have characters and you have to have fun. And that's why it's fun. If everybody was the same, this wouldn't be as special as it is. So coaches want guys that are very confident, but they also want to make sure it's not that false confidence. Now you need to have the real thing and authenticity, both from the coaches and the players. When you get the special sauce, your players lead. And they follow in the line of what the coach's message is. And I always say, from a media standpoint, when guys are dialed in, when they're repeating what the coach is saying, that's when you have something special.
I know how much you admire and you're close friends with Brooks Bollinger. And just we've had a chance to see him a couple of times, back in September and then this past weekend. He's like, he is forever a quarterback, isn't he? He has that presence about him. And just gets it. It seems like as a player he did, and obviously now as someone in his adult life with five kids, but with this program, as closely as he can follow it, he's a busy guy, he just gets it. He's really good at understanding the big picture.
And you knew that right from the jump, and he told the story about, when Mike Samuel was struggling in an October day back in 98, and Brooks, get down here, and he was able to sit down and again have the confidence as a freshman to go and do that and tell Barry Alvarez maybe take a step. I can't fathom that somebody would do that, but that shows Brooks's leadership. And then to step in when he did for our team and really give us a jolt with a bunch of old salty veterans up front and Ron, and it tells you a lot about his, how he was brought up, but his leadership and, you know, having that coach's mentality, that was what made him so special. His talent and what he was able to do on the field is great, but his leadership and getting guys to believe in him, we all believed in him, and that's a big reason why we were able to go on the run that we did.
I ask you this, because I was there when you were inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame, and you have great relationships with a lot of those players. Is something about the college years a little different? I mean, it's a clown question because the way you're at it, it's obviously different.
No, I don't even know I wouldn't say it's a clown question. What I would just say is we're more clowns. And we're all, it's one of those things you're kind of bonded by. I can't believe we did that. As pros, you kind of have to be a little, especially now with, you have to be a little more professional. But the funniest stuff is the, you lived with, you're not living with guys in the pros. You're living with these, and you're seeing all the stuff. And that's what brings that bond together. Trust me, there's a lot of stuff I'm sure that people didn't want to see on my end and on their end. But that is what makes it so unique, and that's what, is such a big part of the bonding.
Yeah, it's fun to see all those guys there, and I know, I hope and I trust that everybody had a great time. The Rose Bowl Champions Reunion, it meant a lot to the fans at Camp Randall to see all of you guys down on the field at halftime as well. We'll take a break. More to come as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a Law Review, joining us. Going to talk to the Milwaukee Public Museum about special things for Halloween and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Midwest Farm Report. Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE. Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.7 WRCE. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report, throughout your day on 107.7 WRCE.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. 107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 107.7 WRCE.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Home for the Todd Allball Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Rolling on with the Luke Fickell Show. One of the areas this program really wanted to improve is get bigger, get deeper in the defensive line. Brandon Lane, year two here, is a big part of that, literally and figuratively. Take us through the career. South Dakota State, Stephen F. Austin, and now second year at the University of Wisconsin. Tell us how you've grown as a player and as a defensive lineman.
Definitely. Just over the years at South Dakota State and then Stephen F. Austin, I've definitely feel like I've grown and got stronger, bigger, faster, and just more knowledge of the game, just knowing how to play and play everywhere on the D-line. And that's been really good since I've been able to go from school to school and like play a different position, and I feel like I'm at an advantage just being able to play from every spot on the defensive line.
I know the coaches were talking about you a lot in the spring and in fall camp as someone who was going to be really integral and was really making a jump. Tell us about we've talked about with your career, but about here at Wisconsin from last year to this year where you're putting up more numbers, you're disruptive, it seems to be a pretty sizable jump. You feel more comfortable the second year around?
Yeah, definitely feel more comfortable. We changed the scheme of things a lot. We're more of an attack front defense, so that's really great for me. I just get to go and play free and loose and attack and be aggressive and get knocked back and things of that sort.
You mentioned they wanted to be able to rotate a lot of guys in. Is that going a long way in keeping everybody as fresh as possible when you get into the third and fourth quarter of games?
Yeah, we came up with a routine of just rotating, make sure we get guys fresh, make sure you can be able to put best tape on film as possible by going 100% each and every play and then being able to get a fresh guy in there. Yeah.
I would imagine you guys take a lot of pride because one of the areas we mentioned wanted to be better against the run. You guys are among the best in the conference against the run. There's more than a little bit of pride in that, isn't there?
Yeah, it definitely is a lot of pride. We've been, since spring and fall camp, we've been on top of it with just stopping the run, making sure that we're stopping the run, getting knocked back, and disruption up front.
Give us an idea. Every position group, every team you hope has a brotherhood, but especially the position group. You have guys who've been here, like a Ben Barton, among others, but if it's, you know, yourself the second year, but you have Charles Perkins, Parker Peterson. Just tell us about how you guys have gotten along and maybe bonded throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, we get along, like, so well. Like, it's crazy to say, but it's, like, such a good thing being able to, like, hang out and trust each other on and off the field. Like, we just get along so well, and that's just an amazing thing that's been different since last year. Just with the whole unit, we're all like best friends and stuff like that. It's been amazing.
Coming out of Kansas City, where you're obviously a very good high school player, if someone would have told you from Kansas City, South Dakota State, Stephen F. Austin, but coming out of high school, someone told you you'd be in the Big Ten Conference, going up against the Ohio States, the Oregons, so on, the Michigans. What would you have said if someone said, "Yeah, Brandon, that this is your path. This is what lies ahead for you"?
It would have been a wonderful feeling. It would have been wonderful. It's definitely a dream come true. Definitely wanted to do this out of high school. So just seeing that where I am and how much I've grown to get here is just an amazing feeling.
What was the deciding factor for you when you decided to move on from Stephen F. Austin? What was the difference? What was the deal maker? Just, you know, beyond there's a business component for sure, but yeah. What else factored into you coming to Wisconsin?
Wisconsin is closer to home, and as well as I want to be and play the best play the best. So just with the Wisconsin schedule, like we play the best teams. Just wanted to be able to get film on the best teams and see where I'm at personally as a whole, and then as well as show everybody else.
Let's check out the Saturday slates. You have UCLA, resurgent UCLA, going to Indiana to take on the second-ranked Hoosiers. Northwestern, which is 5-2 overall, 3-1 in the league. They'll be at Nebraska looking for a bounce back after its loss to Minnesota. Also, Rutgers is at Purdue. Those are all the 11 a.m. games. Couple of 2:30 games. Illinois will be out west to Seattle to take on Washington. And the Minnesota Gophers at Iowa, matchup of 5-2 teams. And then later on Saturday, you got Michigan against Michigan State. Our coverage on Saturday will start at 4 o'clock Central Time. The kickoff of the Badgers and the Oregon Ducks set for 6 o'clock Central Time at Autzen Stadium in Eugene, Oregon. We will talk to you Saturday from the Great Northwest. This is Matt LePay on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You're listening to
Robin Williams, Jeffrey Tambor, Ed Helms, John C. Reilly, Stephen Root. I mean, who are some of your favorites, either from their performance or just interacting with them?
I mean, Ed is one of my closer friends, certainly in LA, and he's just a great human.
Yeah.
And John C. Reilly, I've now done 3 movies with, Cedar Rapids and then both of the Wreck-It Ralph movies. And yeah, I don't know if you can see, there are a bunch of clown paintings on my wall back there, which his wife, he had a huge collection of clown paintings, as did I, and his wife wasn't thrilled to have so many. So we merged collections, and I now have, I don't know, about 50 of his and about 50 of my own. So he's a good friend. Yeah, Jason Mantzoukas is a good friend. Like, there are a bunch of those just comedy kind of legends have... I feel very, very lucky to know people that are much funnier and smarter than I am, and that they deal with me.
Well, you've given them some great material, so I think that's really cool. And you're right. Those are all the main, I mean, John C. Reilly, talk about his body of work. He was at DePaul when I was there.
I didn't
know him, but seemed like a good guy. Wow. And Ed Helms, I don't know him either, but he's just a guy I wish was my neighbor. He seems like such a salt of the earth, but hilarious guy. Such a huge fan. Phil, thank you so much for your time tonight. I know you're busy getting the movie out there and stuff. Really appreciate you taking the time. It's been great chatting.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Really enjoyed it.
You're very, very welcome. And keep us posted. Good luck with all the new projects. Break a leg.
All right, cool. Talk
okay. That's Phil Johnson, folks. Check out the Twits and go to IMDb and just look at his catalog of work. They're all movies that should be seen. He does great work. And that was on Cranky Pats. That's a great name.
I feel like I should know that place, but I don't.
You should, Con. Come on.
Sorry.
Let's finish up our text. Our question was, what is your favorite kind of pizza? Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I like the margarita pizza at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Oh, I like that name, too. Sugar River Pizza. Anna says, I like the thin crust with tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, basil, and olive oil. Wow. Well done, Anna. Thank you. Conrad's mom says, my favorite pizza is pepperoni, mushroom, and black olive on thin crust with extra cheese.
I still can't do the black olive.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that either on pizza. But your mom has
done
some research
here.
That's very specific. I like that answer. Chris from Sun Prairie says, pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, and green olive is the perfect pizza for me, marinara sauce, of course. Of course, Chris. Thank you very much. Chris is in the 773, Conrad.
Okay.
Even though Chris lives in Sun Prairie. That can happen.
Yes. Yes, it can.
Adam from Oregon says, famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton has a 3-inch thick Yeti spaghetti pizza complete with noodles and meatball.
Oh.
Man, that seems like a lot.
You know, I would definitely try it. I don't think I'd go back for seconds, though.
Yeah, like maybe one pizza, 3-inch crust of just bread. That's going to fill you up. That's why I can't do the stuffed pizza anymore. Gary from Madison says, my favorite pizza is the Italian carne pizza at we read this one, at Portobello in Madison. I have to try that place. I walk by there all the time for years, and I've never tried it. Conrad's dad says, back in the day, the best bar time pizza was Fond du Lac's Joe Fox Hut Deluxe Pizza.
It's a great place for some pizza.
Another great name. Currently, I love a fresh, thin crust, very cheesy deluxe pizza with the right crunch. You and your folks order different pizzas. We still made it work, though.
Yeah, we did.
Lori from Hayward says, hey, Pete and Conrad, your question about pizza makes my mouth water for a sausage and pepperoni with green olives and mushrooms in a calzone. Interesting, Lori. Taking it up a notch. There's a small pizza place in Slayton, Minnesota that has the best calzone. You could easily feed two people with just one calzone. Very well done. Thank you, Lori. And then we've got a Steady Eddie text here. Steady Eddie says, Pete and Conrad, my favorite pizza pie, cheese, sausage, onions, mushrooms on a thin, slightly crispy crust served with a good cold brew or warm, cheap Merlot.
I can't believe I forgot about onions. I love onions on my pizza, actually.
Yeah, that's a big forget. That's
so good. And it's the chopped ones, not the long pieces, you know, chopped right. Onions. Yes.
No, I'm with you there. I like that too. But Eddie, why a cheap Merlot? Steady Eddie. Treat yourself, buddy. I'll buy you a Merlot. He says, no pizza, no life. Well done, Steady Eddie. Did we get everybody?
I think so.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the texts. Always fun. Love reading your texts on the air. Thank you to Phil Johnston and Craig Benzine. Check out No Packers, No Life and the Twits. And we are coming back tomorrow night to do this all over again. And I hope you'll be here. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Sources tell ABC News that President Trump aims to tear down the entire east wing of the White House by this weekend to make way for his new ballroom, which Trump now says will cost $300 million. The demolition continues during the shutdown. Now, day 22. Once again today, no movement from Republicans or Democrats for a compromise on the funding bill. At the White House today, President Trump defended expanded U.S. airstrikes of vessels off the coast of Venezuela. For the first time, the U.S. struck a boat in the eastern Pacific, killing two people. President Trump claiming,
there are very few boats traveling on the water right now. Actually, that includes fishing boats. That includes any other kind of boat. But there are very few boats traveling on the water. So now they'll come in by land at a lesser extent, and they will be hit on land also.
A historic day tomorrow at the Vatican as King Charles and Queen Camilla arrive in Italy to pray with the Pope, the first British monarchs in 500 years to do so. This is ABC News.